Students at a small liberal arts college in North Carolina exchanged views yesterday with students from the University of Baghdad. During a one-hour video conference, they debated whether a U.S.-led war against Saddam Hussein was necessary. From member station WFAE, Scott Jagow reports.
About 150 students from Davidson, near Charlotte, connected via satellite with 100 students from the University of Baghdad. James Zogby, president of the Arab American Institute and a visiting professor at Davidson, moderated the event. Zogby opened the dialogue by acknowledging the different worlds in which the students live.
We have a free and open debate here in the United States. The same may not be true in Baghdad, but what's also important to recognize is that the young people of Baghdad live with current reality and future fears that many of us simply do not understand.
The students who participated were handpicked by professors at both schools. The Iraqi students were required to have a certain proficiency in English. After a few minutes of lighter questions, the dialogue turned more intense when Davidson junior John Pitts, a supporter of the Bush administration's position, was asked to describe what America meant to him.
America is based upon the values of freedom, and there are many freedoms that we enjoy in this country. We vote in free and open elections for our leaders, and we make demands on the system and hope that in return policies are designed for our benefit.
Those comments drew a response from a 24-year-old computer engineering student in Baghdad named Nihal, who said she once lived in the United States for 10 years.
I have a lot of American friends. They say so many people are against this war. So if it's such a democracy, why is the Bush administration going on with the war? I mean, is democracy just a bunch of words?
The Iraqi students said they were happy with their government and leadership and questioned why Americans thought they knew what was best for the people of Iraq. Most of the Davidson students said they opposed going to war. But even that group became frustrated when the students in Baghdad refused to say anything negative about the Iraqi way of life.
I think it's really hard for me to understand, and maybe for our audience to understand, how even if we went to Baghdad, we wouldn't see anything that we wanted to change.
Nihal, the computer engineering student from Baghdad, was waiting with this response.
Yes, there are things we want to change. I, for example, want to see cleaner streets. But right now, we're focusing on major changes. We're focusing on stopping a war. We're focusing on surviving through a blockade. It's just like when the tragedy of 9/11 happened. You stopped criticizing the government. You stopped criticizing everything in general. It was a crisis, and that's exactly what we have now.
After the teleconference, Davidson students said the dialogue put a human face on Iraq, even if it didn't change their opinion about the war. Many students, like Ward Long of Los Angeles, said they didn't believe their Iraqi counterparts were allowed to speak freely.
I don't think that the answers on their side were quite as candid as the ones on here, and completely understandably. I thought that it was kind of pointed when one of the audience members on our side asked them to overthrow their own government. I thought that was kind of unrealistic.
The video conference was taped as part of a TV program called Viewpoint, which examines American policy toward the Middle East. The show will air tomorrow on the Dish Network and DirecTV and on Abu Dhabi Television in Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. For NPR News, I'm Scott Jagow in Charlotte.